And welcome to the Off-Center Archers podcast. This is episode number 37. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Anthony.
And thank you for coming back to listen to us again. It's always wonderful to have people actually returning after their last experience with us. What's that look?
All of a sudden we have a professional intro?
What? It's a nice change.
Okay.
I can be professional at
and
times.
Yes, for all the new listeners, everybody in Australia, Great Britain, Switzerland, Sweden, Finland.
Russia.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. No, Russia, they're just following your Instagram. We haven't had a listen in Russia yet.
Oh, yeah.
But we have now Canada, Mexico, Switzerland. I already sweat all the rest, whatever. Fuck it. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. We thoroughly enjoy it because it's still a shock that we started this podcast for fun and people listen to us to begin with.
And the weird part is that the whole slings shop that I'm doing, it'll tell me the breakdown of my followers. And besides the United States, because we're based in the United States, the next top country that I get traffic from is Russia.
Yep.
And then Germany.
Well, I think on our podcast one, it's obviously the U.S. and then London. Great Britain. Yeah, yeah.
London.
Yeah, London. Yeah, it gives us London specifically.
Yeah, so. London and then Australia.
Probably.
But I'm Russia and Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
And Venezuela.
Venezuela?
Yes.
People are in a fucking civil war and are listening to us podcast? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they want some, like, gunslings made. They're like, oh, maybe this bitch will make them in fucking mass quantities for us.
Watch, there's going to be a newspaper article. You sell somebody a gunsling and that guy shot the fucking dictator.
Oh, now. Yeah, I know. That'll be my
probably
fucking
some
line.
Venezuelan guy, like, fucking cheering right now. Like, yeah, we're going to kill him. Fuck him.
Yeah, right? No, I just thought that was funny. And then, what was it? The other one that I found funny was my, it's 99% people that come through my shop are listed as men, and then 1% women.
Okay. Yeah, but we've had this conversation about how right now women, for whatever fucking reason, are not predominantly huge in archery.
Which
or
is
not
weird.
Seen predominantly huge in archery. I mean, we know women that are big in archery. I mean, shit, Mrs. Shannon Wallace is absolutely kicking everyone's ass right now between the IBO and AESA tours.
But even in hunting, I mean, I guess because we pay attention to it, but I guess as a whole, when you look at the big number of hunters in general or shooters or archery or whatever
sport, it's a male-dominated
lifestyle
thing.
You do, yeah. I guess the percentage of male is dominant over.
Well, I think that right now the big thing, the big push is pushing to women. Like, I mean, Cabela's is ridiculously pushing everything Eva Shockey orientated hardcore. She just announced the other day, I guess, her bedding line and all the other stuff that's being sold at Cabela's is actually now ready to be shipped. So you can actually go order the stuff now.
It's nice.
It is. It's very nice stuff.
But we have kids that throw up on beds.
Yeah, yeah. No. We'll keep our Walmart mainstay quilt until both of them are past five and stop fucking our shit up.
Past the stage of missing the toilet.
Or they went to college and then we bought it or we had it hidden the whole time. But yeah, no, I mean, a lot of these companies are doing the right thing right now with pushing a lot of that stuff. You got Eva Shockey. Christy Titus is also another very big one. Skullbound, which I guess you send her your animal skull and she like does these crazy bead designs on it, which look really, really badass.
I haven't seen that. What is this?
Skullbound.
Can I just do a Google?
Yeah, it actually should already be in our IG pages following because I follow her. She
really?
Just did some crazy elk for, I think actually it was for Christy Titus that she did an elk head, I believe. But, I mean, a lot of these companies they're doing a very big thing now of making sure they're pushing the women's side because the guys are, I mean, we just dominate hunting in general.
I don't know, I'll have to, you know what? Oh, wait, someone's calling. I'll have to look this up and then share it on our Instagram page to take a look at it. Because that sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, she does really, really badass, like designs with crystals. And so crystals or stones, I'm not sure exactly what they are.
I like when they dip the skulls. That looks pretty cool.
Right.
When they do those designs on it. They make it look so easy. They're like, whoop. And they come out with this great, you know, great design. So, all right. We're going to talk about, we went to the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. And you're showing me a picture.
No, because I'm talking about women in archery. And I know we've mentioned Reagan Bryan on the podcast before. She's a young shooter for Bowtech. And actually, I believe she just got first place for her age group at the ASA that was in Georgia.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Oh, no, sorry. She got third place finish. Third place. I might correct myself here.
Well, you know, it depends on the total.
Right, but still, I mean, she's 14, maybe? And she's been, like, you know, she's one of the top probably in the country right now in her age group, which is very, very impressive.
Oh, that's good for her. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this, the past weekend was the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. I wanted to get the wording right. And it was basically, it was held in Colombia. And I'm being shown a picture of the skulls. Oh, it's pretty cool. We'll have to show, because no one can really see what we're looking at. We'll have to share it on our Instagram page so you guys can see what we're looking at, mm-hmm. which is, it's just a different option you could do with your skulls, which I think is really cool.
Well, now, I mean, you could do full head mounts, Europeans, dipped mm-hmm. Europeans now, which you can make the skull look like carbon fiber.
You know what? We should do a, because we did a little mini episode on archery games. Mm-hmm. We should go through an archery skull. Just trying to spitball this. Skull dipping, customizing, and all the options out there.
Okay.
That should be interesting.
Yay, more stuff to work on. All right. Just trying to do this on the road kit. Now we're just going to keep adding to it. Yay.
Which means I do all the legwork on this stuff. And then I let him know, okay, this is what I got. And he says, okay.
That's because I take care of all the technical side stuff.
Yes, that's why I don't complain about it.
Okay, so back to our our road trip that we had on Saturday.
Okay, so again, it was in Columbia. And Columbia, South Carolina. So Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. And it was said to be one of the Southeast's largest hunting, fishing, and outdoor shows that go on for this kind of stuff. And we went, and I have to say that we were expecting something very, very different.
Well, we were expecting the show to be a lot more well-rounded.
Well-rounded.
Yeah, that's what the word I was trying to look for.
And I mean, so square footage alone, it was on the fairgrounds, right by the USC.
The Gamecock Stadium. Laughing.
I'm not.
You are too.
I'm professional.
No, you're not. We're a husband and wife to do this stuff for fun. I said Cox, and you're going to bust out laughing.
So. The square footage is pretty big.
Yeah, the square footage. That's what she said. Fuck.
So they had the fairgrounds, and then they had, I think, like, what, 4 or 5 buildings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of indoor.
5 buildings, yeah.
Yeah, 5 buildings of indoor. Vendors, I guess, set up. Mm-hmm. Vendors, you can call them, right?
Yeah it was okay. Outfitters, guys from stores.
So, and then they had the outdoor. It was actually a very large setup. I mean, as a whole, they did take up a lot of space. They Chevy obviously was there because it was the, you know, test to Chevy because they bring all their trucks.
Their section wasn't really that, like, large. I mean, like, they had a section of the parking lot, which no one was walking through any damn way.
No, it was by all the boats. So that's another thing.
On the backside, yeah.
So, well, one, there was a lot of tractors there. So they took up a lot of room. And then there was a lot of boats. Like a lot of, basically your fishing boats, your smaller fishing boats.
Yeah, all your flats boats, your boats for lakes, bass fishing style boats and whatnot.
Yeah, and so they took up a lot of space by themselves. And then you had the ATVs.
Yeah.
And
Honda was there selling all their ATVs. Polaris was there. Of course, they were showcasing their fucking Batmobile, the Slingshot.
Yeah, which is really nice.
And this one was nice because it had T-tops on it. So it had a full roof and everything. It was actually really, really cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, they had a lot of those. A lot of those. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you go inside, and they did have a couple things for the kids. They had, if you had your kids with you, they had it's like a sand area set up, and you could actually have the kids go in, and they, like, sift through and find things. And
yeah, they had stuff, all sorts of things buried in the sand for the kids.
Yeah, and then they had, you know, this big, it looked like a giant inflatable pool is what it was.
It was actual fish, though, for kids.
Yeah, they could go fishing. They give the kids a little rod, and they go fishing. And Mm-hmm. It was cute. It was nice. You know, nice that they had those things. They had a Birds of Prey show where they showcased, I think it was like 10 or more birds.
Yeah, there was like barn five owls, a vulture, a hawk.
Yeah,
a hawk. That one woman out here, like, oh my God, she's getting a photo with a hawk. This woman looked scared shitless as she was holding this gigantic bird.
So you could pay $10 to get a picture of you holding the bird, but no, fuck that.
Yeah, if you just looked at him like, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm going to lose an eye. It's going to like peck my eye out immediately. No.
Man, the minute the bird says, fuck this, I'm done.
They're done, yeah.
They're done.
Let them fly away.
And then they had some tanks set up with some fish in it, and the guy was doing a seminar on, I guess, certain lures and techniques.
How it floats, if you move it, the lure dives by itself. You're supposed to, like, let it sit, and it does its own.
Yeah, and they actually
dance.
Do it, so you're actually, when you're on the stands looking at the tank and the guy's actually standing on top of the tank, mm-hmm. that's how big it was, you can, when he puts his lure in, you could actually see what the fish, how the fish react, and then he explains how the fish react and what you expect and
oh yeah, for a fishing and lure demonstration, I mean, it was really nice, because I mean the tank was probably 50 feet long,
yeah,
probably about 8 to 10 feet deep, and it was full glass down the whole side of it.
Yeah, so you got a really nice visual.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in the rest of the spaces, you got your vendors. So it was, you have your clothing companies, which there were a lot. But it was 90% fishing. 90% fishing companies. And,
well, I wouldn't say 90, at least half, though. At least, if not more.
Because
the boats took up so much damn room that, I mean, half the parking lot was
nothing.
No,
you're
boats.
Not listening to what I'm saying.
What? I'm sorry.
I'm talking about there was your clothing companies,
sold. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, Huck was there with their stuff. So all the apparel was mainly hunting, or it's fishing, sorry.
Fishing and, I believe our daughter's up. So you had basically all the fishing companies with their apparel, and you know, you had a lot of your vendors, such as, like, they were selling, you know, your fishing rods and other fishing gear, I should say. And we're gonna be missing Anthony for a minute because our daughter woke up, so I'm kind of soloing it right now. But so you had your apparel, you had your gear. And then you also had the fowl. So you had duck calls and whatnot. And there was actually a pretty good amount, which was kind of interesting. I think we saw maybe one that concentrated more on turkey. And then the rest were specifically for like duck calling and whatnot. And see, we're not really... we don't really know much about as far as like the fowl and duck hunting. So getting into the specifics is kind of a little bit more difficult. So, I mean, you know, you got your decoys, you got your different calls and, you know, they got them all laid out. So you look at them and they're all, you know, a lot of them were hand carved, which is some nice craftsmanship, but you know, you look at them, and I guess someone who does that would be like, oh, this is this one and this one. But for people like us, we're like, kind of, oh, I don't know. But then besides them, you had, you know, your basic, you had your guys selling fudge,
mm-hmm.
which, you know.
Which me and Steph walk by and then, just stamp us with a fucking sucker mark.
Yeah, I know. And,
like, ooh, they have chocolate peanut butter fudge. Ooh.
Yeah, no, it was game over from there. And then you had your basic wildlife conservation tents and mm-hmm. not tents, but setups and
yeah,
and
a bunch of outfitters, guides.
And then I think we saw one stand that had recurves mm-hmm. that he made his own recurves,
mm-hmm.
but then he was outside like toward the end,
right?
And then we saw two archery shots.
Yes, Parker themselves was actually there, but they only bring their crossbows, so there was no actual bows with them.
Yeah.
And then there was another local shop that had a booth from Columbia.
Yeah.
And it was a small booth. It wasn't even like a big one. It was tiny.
So, and then there was that one more that was demoing their hunting videos.
Oh, the guys from Final Draw. Yeah. The YouTube they or were TV there, show.
But they
or
had more just, they were just selling hats. If you bought a hat,
it was
you got
a signing
free
event.
DVD or something like that.
Yeah, it was a signing you event. Know, a couple of stuff, things from True Glow that were displayed because they're partially sponsored by True Glow, and I guess they're partially sponsored by QAD.
Yeah. So, you know, and then you had your, you know, your other random ones that kind of you get at the shot at the shows. So you get your ones that have the like for the house, hunting decor, I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
which we
like
with a lot
signs
of that stuff
and whatnot, and you know, like handmade stuff and whatnot. So which is kind of cool. But overall, I mean, this was more or less just I'd say the majority would be a fishing show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're big into fishing, this would have been great. Mm-hmm. You know, I know a lot of like fishing rods were going on sale for a pretty good price.
The one guy that had nothing but bins of lures.
Yeah.
And he was packed with people. And I mean, it wasn't even expensive. I mean, he had really good prices. Like, I know some fishing lures can be $15-$20 easily.
Yeah.
And like every bin there, everything was under $10. Everything was separated. And people had fucking handfuls of fishing lures. And it's like, okay, those catch fish. I don't know shit about fishing. I want to learn about fishing, but.
So, and then, you know, after that, you get, if you're big into fowl hunting.
Right.
Is that the correct terminology I'm using?
I guess,
keep saying
birds.
Fowl.
Waterfowls, yeah. Fowl. I guess basically ducks.
Yeah, I've been saying fowl, ducks.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
I guess
all
that's
you people
the
that are
we
correcting me right now, I know, I'm sorry.
We're not big into, we're not huge into, you're not going to hunt a duck with a fucking bow.
Mm, no.
So, I mean, we're not huge into that area.
Maybe eventually down the line we will, but...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have no problem with doing it.
No.
I've eaten duck before. I love duck. Duck's great.
Duck, duck, duck.
Yeah. Good. It is.
So, I've never had it before.
I only know how to cook it, though, like an Asian would cook it, so... That's the only way I've ever had it.
With cat?
No, not with cat. No.
With German Shepherd?
No, well, there's a certain way to, like, that you
Vietnamese
cook them and...
Whatever, they'll
say. The only recipes I've ever seen for duck are... Technically, how you would get it, like how I would get it when I was younger, and Dad would take me to Chinatown
on a stick.
Or fried on a stick. I don't know if they ever sell duck on a stick.
You kidding? Go to Chinatown, everything's on a stick. Oh, you want on a stick? Okay, here. But you know, honestly, we were kind of getting excited to think that there was going to be more bow hunting oriented, or even guns. Even gun hunting.
Yeah,
there
guns
was one,
accessories for
one
guns mainly.
Spot.
And there was a lot of flashlights and laser pointers.
There was a flashlight with a taser on it.
In my opinion, out of all the accessory companies, I mean, there was a couple of cool ones that had flashed these crazy, you know, SWAT-style flashlights that can do the strobe and then fucking tap a button and it's this green fucking laser and all this crazy shit.
Had a taser on it.
The one guy's carrying around a flashlight and everyone's like, where the fuck is the taser sound coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And this dude has literally got a flashlight that if a woman were to carry the flashlight, she could just tap another button and just fry the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
And it was loud, so you know you were getting tased.
Mm-hmm.
But there was only one real, like, optics company, and I believe it was Osprey Optics. Osprey? Like the bird from Florida. Osprey.
Osprey.
Right.
Yeah.
They had spotting scopes and rifle scopes and all sorts of stuff. I mean, and they had a good-sized booth, and it was very well displayed and stuff like that. But, you know, when it came to other accessories for guns, it was even... You know, Savage Firearms was there, which I've shot Savage Rifles. I've owned Savage Rifles for hunting before. And, you know, they are one of the more budget-friendly in a lot of cases. You can get a good Savage combo kit for like $550, scope, rifle, you know, the works.
Yeah.
And have a pretty damn good rifle that you just got to sight it in and be good to go hunting, you know. And they were there and they had a raffle for some crazy-looking sniper rifle that had a cheek guard and all sorts of shit. Something that looked like it doesn't belong in the woods at all.
Yeah.
Unless you're shooting from something from a mountain peak.
Well, it was probably more or less to get people kind of like over to their booth. Like, you'll get this. You just come over. And,
join our raffle. This gun might get banned. Fucking all the tickets disappear.
Yeah, I know. So, I think we just walked away with it a little bit disappointed.
From the perspective of archery, yes.
Yeah.
I would say,
you know, I thought we were going to go
and see. If you were a fisherman,
you
would have been in your glory. I mean, looking at boats and this and that. And
You it's know, all relative.
You know, otherwise, the only real thing that would pertain maybe to archery is the fact that there were quads everywhere.
Yeah, but, you know, and yeah. They had gun safes there.
Yes, the gun safes were absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, they were nice. I don't remember the company, though. It's a big company. It's a big company. Don't even bother. I threw out those pamphlets about the show. But, no, they had a nice row of safes.
Yeah. Very large, too. My God. You could see the quality in them and different paint jobs. I had that burnt orange.
Oh, and they had the deer antler scoring.
Yes, yeah, you were able to bring your skull and they would do your measuring and your scoring for you.
That's part of the Department of Natural Resources. That's what they do as rangers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they want to promote. Like, okay, this is what we can do. It's part of the wildlife.
That's a good thing about what we have here in South Carolina is, I mean, this was a DNR-sponsored event.
Yes, it was.
So, you know, this was a very, very nice event. I mean, there was no issues there, whatever. I mean, it was a very clean, very, you know, you could see it was a family oriented event.
Oh yeah, and we saw trappers there too. They had a lot of traps.
Whatever.
You know, no. See, I have no problem with trapping. It depending on the circumstances. So I watch. Okay, so I watch a little background. I watch a lot of the shows on Netflix that have to do with the like Living Below Zero and
the Alaskan shows.
Yeah, the people
Arctic Ring shows.
That live mm-hmm. way up in the middle of nowhere, and they mm-hmm. actually do live off the land. And
the
they
people
have
that
to...
you're like, why the fuck do you live here?
Yeah, pretty much. And because they live north of the Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm. Why the fuck should I live here zone?
Yeah. And, you know,
it's winter 9 months out of the year. No.
Some of them actually have their kids with them, like infants and stuff. I'm like, you're not even near a doctor. You're not even close to one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. But. You know what? It's not my choice of where other people, you know, live or do with their lives or, you know, I only have to keep track of three other kids.
Three?
Yeah.
God damn, you're including me again, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Damn
but
you.
My point is that they show, you know, part of their livelihood is that they trap. They trap for food. Because when it's getting in those temperatures where you can't be sitting outside.
Oh, yeah.
They set up traps and they collect and they use everything on the animal. So they trap it and they sell the fur.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they skin it and they
get
the fur
ready.
Well,
areas like that are very huge bartering systems, too.
Right.
It's not even about money a lot of times.
You know, they keep the meat and they either eat it themselves or they use that as part of their bartering. But they use everything mm-hmm. off of the animal that they trap. But these traps are a way of them being able to set up a certain amount. And in the wintertime, when it's really starting to get cold out there, they can still go out on a big hunt to try and get, you know, whatever larger animal and mm-hmm. have these traps.
Right.
So that's my stance on trapping, is that trapping is really good for certain situations or certain...
I see no point in it for where we are. Even where we lived in New York, I really didn't see a point in it because you're outside.
But
and
it depends.
It's not that frigid cold. I can understand when it's -40, -50. No, if you want to stay outside, you're a dummy.
But didn't Steve Rinella also, he did on his Meat Eater, the show?
I think he did, but they were in like northern Alaska when he did the trapping episode.
No, he did a beaver trapping episode.
Yeah.
And those fuckers are hard to catch.
Well, they can build a dam. They're not stupid animals.
The thing is he uses every single part on an animal when he catches it. And plus,
the best part about his show is he teaches you what not to waste.
Yeah, and he goes through the whole history of trapping and why people trap and mm-hmm. how much of a, you know.
Smart dude.
Yeah.
Super smart dude.
Yeah, like they were extremely high in demand at one point.
Podcast is fucking hysterical when they talk about shit.
Oh, I haven't really listened to it lately.
Oh, my God. Even
I watched a
bunch
of
them, because when it was, him, Remy Warren, and a bunch of them all went hunting, and mm-hmm. that bear charged them, and they couldn't figure out where the one guy went, and they figured out that he was on the bear's back, taking off down, like, the trail. I mean, if when you hear them all explain it, even when Remy explained it on Joe Rogan's podcast, and, you know, Remy's like, I didn't know what the fuck to do. He's like, no, next thing we know, we just see a set of legs going down the hill on the back of a bear. He's like, we all thought he was in the bear's mouth. He's like, nope, he was on the back riding it. No.
So, but that's my stance on trapping. Mm-hmm. I'm not neither 100% against it or 100% for it. I'm kind of in that gray area.
Well, does your situation need it? In that type of a cold temperature where it's definitely against your health quality to stay outside, do it.
Yeah. But there were, I think there was two different booths for trapping, but I think they were the same company.
Yeah, I only seen two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so trappers were there. And, I mean, I think that pretty much just sums it up.
A lot of outfitters, you know, but
Red Wing boots were there.
Yeah, Red Wing boots were there. But yeah, like a lot of the outfitters and guides, but majority of the outfitters and guides are not even from this state. You know, it's like, oh, plan your trip to Illinois. Oh, plan your trip to Ohio. Plan your trip to Pennsylvania.
And we were talking about it on the way out of the show, is that I think it just really, it depends on where you are in the country. That is going to depend on what your sportsman show is going to look like. So we're closer on the coast, not in a very mountainous area.
No, well, we're pretty close. We're not far from the mountains. We're not that far from the Appalachian Trail. But my
point, relative to some of the other spots, we are closer to the coast.
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, we are in the whitetail section of the country, for sure.
Deer, we are around a lot of lakes. So there is a lot of fishing that go on, you know, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a huge
The Bassmaster Classic or whatever was here.
Classic or where they actually went through their...
They were here in Greenville.
Doing a lot of the fishing and competitions or what goes on and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it's all relative to where you are. I mean, I think a lot of companies that base a lot of their business out in, you know, let's say Montana, Colorado, like that whole strip.
Well, that area,
they're not
going to
come over here.
Elk and
there's no reason for them to showcase over here.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of these companies, not companies, outfitters, companies. Yeah, they're all business, whatever. I think that's where a lot of them fall through. There are a lot of people like me and you, hands down, would go for an elk hunt. No fucking if someone offered me an elk hunt, let's go. You know, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if I heard one of them things scream. That would be like, oh shit, you know, you're like, oh my god, you know,
fucking Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's a velociraptor with horns fucking screaming its head off.
But, nah, if I saw one of them coming toward me, I'm done. Don't even run, fuck it. Yeah. Game over,
you know. But I think that's where a lot of the Western companies have to realize, I mean, the guys on the East Coast do want to come out that way and go do it.
But I think in comparison to because you never know what shows are going on at the same time over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if they have to choose between this one or that one, then, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the West Coast, Midwest, West Coast, whichever way you want to go, like Colorado area, you know, that whole section of the country, everything that surrounds Colorado, Dakotas, Montana, Nevada.
Right.
There seems to there's a sportsman show every other week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got your hands full, like, going in whichever direction you want in that area.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I think this is kind of what we're going to get. So, we're going to look for other shows, maybe, because we're kind of close to Tennessee, where we can make it, like, a little weekend thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, we're going to go to one in Georgia, too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That's in July.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, we'll have to see what that looks like, and then maybe start seeing toward Tennessee, and I think we're relatively decent from Kentucky too. Like, it's the tip of Kentucky.
I think so.
I think from where we're based to for driving, because I mean, you know, if it's something we could do on a weekend, we can take the kids and do a little weekend trip, and, you know, stay out there for one night. Then, you know, I think that's not a bad idea. Kind of introduce them, you know. More.
Yeah, Kentucky's going to be a little bit of a drive. Not horrible.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's... Let's see.
I mean, majority of the places we're going to
be... Oh, yeah, no. You know what I'm thinking? That we were up higher. I always forget that little strip of North Carolina that kind of butts its way in between Tennessee and South Carolina. So, you know, we're relatively close. Obviously, North Carolina, you got Tennessee and Georgia, which are relatively close.
Yeah, but Tennessee's even. Knoxville's just around 4 hours from here, and Tennessee's less than an hour. I mean, Kentucky is less than an hour from Knoxville. So, I mean, we're still 5 hours probably from, let's say, Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah. Aren't we 8 hours from Ohio?
8 hours from, well, if we were going to go to, if we were able to go to ATA this year, we were 8 hours from the Indy show.
Okay. So even like a weekend thing, that would be kind of cool. Like Friday to Sunday.
Right.
So, but we'll see. That's kind of like future things to come. So, but overall, unfortunately, if you're a fisherman, good. If you hunt fowl, very good. Bow hunting, not so much. Not so much. I think they had.
Yeah, they definitely need to step up anyone who's into archery for here in South Carolina. The DNR here needs to kind of like step their game up when it comes to that.
Yeah.
It was just way too minimal for very the archery
minimal.
Guys. Yeah.
Very minimal. Mm-hmm. That was kind of disappointing. But it's what, you know, we went. We saw.
Well, that's you know, you can't really knock them, though. I mean, our portion of it was the only minimal part. If you fish, this show is great for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
I just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay.
So, that's that. And, you know, it's, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I'm still kind of a little bit disappointed about it.
Well, I mean, even when we went to the Northeast Sportsman Show last year up in New York, there was only one vendor there for archery.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he had his own building. They gave him pretty much almost a whole, like 2/3 of one building for
at least,
him.
But see, the thing is there, he had at least you can shoot different.
Oh,
he had
a
different area. So if you wanted to shoot
Matthews.
Yeah, he had a slot
for Hoyt and
he
had
a slot
for Matthews and shot everything there that day except for Bowtech.
So that, I mean, that right there is nice to see. But even that one, it felt like they scrunched him. Like they had all this extra space, but
I
guess because they're like,
whole building,
oh, since you only paid for this, listen, he ended up being
the only archery guy.
Yeah, and but the thing is, the space next to him was empty.
Mm-hmm.
Just let the guy spread out.
Yeah,
who gives a shit what he paid for?
Oh, I agree.
At that point, if no one's next to him, why don't you just spread him out? Be like, hey, look, no one's next to you, so why don't you just kind of like, you know, spread out? Because it was kind of tight between their displays and everything.
It was.
But it's all about money.
But they did with the space they had, they did a really good job because they did. They had a lane for Hoyt. They had a lane for the PSEs.
Yeah.
They had a lane
for
Matthews.
Not even that. I was talking about
Obsessions.
With their merchandise.
Yeah.
They had their merchandise and then in between
lanes. Yeah. It was tight. That whole section was a little bit snug.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I talk about. But, I mean, a lot of places, it's all about the money.
Oh, yeah. You know, absolutely. Especially New York.
Oh, please. You know. Whatever. I can't. And then I guess we can touch up on the retardedness from...
Oh. All right.
Still...
So as everyone's probably seen in the news and everyone's been hearing, there seems to be a lot of crap going on social media when it comes to censorship of everything or anything that has to do with hunting. And this includes... literally down to pictures that have no animals in them, no kill shot, no nothing. Everything is getting censored and neutered immediately. And that it pretty much happened to us. Stephanie didn't have this idea. We have these chalkboard style things on our kitchen island that our son can draw on. This way he doesn't wreck the walls. So Stephanie came up with this awesome, pretty cool design of her new Evolve all set up and... you know, the off-center archers, and it's got the True Glow logo that she did up on it. And, well, you know, very
creative?
Well, it was creative, but it was very, like...
different?
No. There was nothing bad about it. It was just
G-rated?
Yes, completely. Yes. 100% G-rated photo.
It didn't have... all it said on it, besides my bow...
was off-center archers.
It said the off-center archers, and then I put... like hashtag PSE, hashtag Wickstick.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hashtag
True Glow. PSE,
yes, and True Glow was the other one.
Right.
Okay, so that's all it had. It had nothing derogatory. It had no pictures of animals. It had no any like wordage of go to them if you want to buy this or, you know, it was just showing, you know, what I had, which is what we've been talking about.
Right.
So my whole goal was to put in a little promotion just to get a little bit more traffic to our podcast. You know, right. Just to try and get it out there a little bit.
It's the first time we've had ever gone to bother trying to do an ad.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all been from up until this point, it's all been basically, okay, we have an account on Instagram. We're just telling people about it. Hopefully people find us and it's fun and it's not a big deal. So, but I just wanted to, it's like, I was like spending $1 a day for a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very minimal ad.
Some minimal.
It was like $14 for a week.
Yeah, and I picked a minimal picture, you know, not too much. So I put it in, and it got denied. So the first time it got denied was the computer-generated BS that we don't support anyone who wants to promote the sale of weapons and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So right there, you know, it's computer generated. They look for keywords in your profile that automatically kick it back. So we have archers in our profile.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, it's going to kick it back to, no, we don't like you. So I appealed it. I appealed it and I explained that we don't sell anything. We don't have a store for anything. We don't sell anything.
We're not sponsored, blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I think the most that we are doing right now is that my own slings that I make.
Yes.
I think I put up there for shits and giggles a t-shirt with our logo on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, we don't really sell anything. So I explained
we're the only ones with a t-shirt. Haha.
Yeah. So I explained them. I said, you know, we do not sell anything. This wasn't a promotion to sell anything or promote anything for sale.
Right.
I said, we do a podcast. The podcast is even free. You don't have to pay anything to listen to it.
Yep. Yeah. We don't have premium service on ours.
And I said, we talk about everything. I said, we talk about and everything from just the shooting a bow just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't promote anything negative on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it said, well, usually,
I mean, if they look through any of our other pictures, they'll know there's nothing negative. There hasn't been anything but
so
range time, pretty much.
They said it usually takes 24 hours to hear back. So it took 48 hours or more to hear back. And they denied it again. And this time around, they said that they do not support people who support other businesses that sell weapons. Oh, and they even included that if you shoot a paintball, like if a paintball gun,
right,
in their whole BS that they sent me back,
right,
which I don't even think they read a friggin' word of anything I said.
Right.
But like if you shoot paintball tournaments, they'll deny you because those are weapons.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So if you do paintballing and you do tournaments and stuff like that, and you guys are out having fun and whatnot, and no one's getting hurt, you guys have gear on and it's a paintball, for fuck's sake. You know, these little bitches are like, oh, it's a fucking weapon, and they're denying you.
Yep.
How pathetic. Anyway, so to get back before I go on my little rant. They appeal it again. They mentioned that. And supposedly that if you are an individual or someone else who supports another company that sells quote-unquote weapons, then you're part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
These little fuckheads. And this is all through Facebook. So I saw...
Well, Facebook owns Instagram.
Yes. So I saw that everything was being run through Facebook. So these little fuckheads at Facebook are now, if you do any kind of anything, it could be target archery, where you're shooting at a foam target or just a five-spot target. I mean, you know, absolutely... the safer area of the whole sport or lifestyle, whatever you want to call it. And that's considered inappropriate.
Yep.
That's considered inappropriate now.
Because the person who makes your bow happens to be a weapons seller.
Yeah. So they are basically siding with all these fucking assholes who are going around saying that everything is a weapon We need to bubble wrap the whole United States, and we should pussify and bitchify every single American in this goddamn country, because there's a couple people that are making the mob mentality and making all these little fuckheads actually follow them. I'm so pissed off about this. It's like, it's completely unbelievable. I can't believe we've gotten to the point that people have turned the whole lifestyle of hunting in general into a, everyone should be vegan and everyone shouldn't do this because animals have fucking feelings and blah, blah, blah. You know how many years and years and
years and years
and years and years, and years, and years, and years human species has been hunting for survival? I mean, it's part of the fucking food chain. I don't want to start getting into all the history and the background and everything like that, but it's just pathetic that they think that people do this just for, they just doing it for shits and giggles. These people go out, they hunt, and they actually eat what they kill. They use everything of what they kill. They're not just doing it for, hey, we're just going to fucking kill them and leave them in the middle of the woods. They only know like probably 10% of what they're arguing about.
If that.
And then on top of that, you get these shootings in these schools, as unfortunate as they are, and they suck. Shit like this has been going on for years. I hate to fucking break it to you, but before there was all this social media, before, you know, you had these, you can post shit in an instant or get news in an instant. When I was growing up, unless you picked up the paper, I didn't know what was going on in California. I didn't know what was going on in Texas. I didn't know what was going on across the US unless I actually sat down in front of the TV, watched the news, which really, like, what teenager is going to sit and watch the news?
No.
Okay. And no, I, honestly,
now they all think they're experts.
And then, or actually pick up a piece of paper, not piece of paper, a newspaper, and read through all the articles. You're not going to know about them. But the problem is that everything is so instant that it seems like, oh, all of a sudden there's this problem. No, my school had how many bomb threats in it? Because they found a fucking bomb in this kid's locker because he got bullied for how many years? And yeah, it's wrong, but you didn't hear about it because we didn't have the social media. I wasn't walking around with a fucking cell phone in middle school. I couldn't tell my friends, like, in the middle of something going on, like, hey, we're being evacuated from our school because they found a bomb in this kid's locker. So that shit's always been going on. That shit's always been there. But now they're taking that and they're associating with everything. So they're associating with all these vegans, are pairing up with all these fucking anti-gun people, and they're going after everyone. So I think I posted that billboard. It was on Cam Haines about it was like an anti-hunter billboard. And it was like hashtag everyone should go vegan or some bullshit. And they're spending all this time and effort and money to hate these people, hate these group of people who are actually fighting for wildlife conservation. And meanwhile, they should actually be putting all that effort, all that time, all that money into actually maybe going toward the wildlife conservation and helping their area, like the game wardens and the national parks and whatever's in their area.
Yeah, you're right. It was a go vegan ad.
Yeah. And help them maintain that. I mean, if they took all that time that they spent toward hating other people and spend the time against making these ads that are all about like hating this group or hating that group, we probably wouldn't be in need of all these extra donations for all the wildlife funding, to tell you the truth. Yeah. Because the amount of you know, protests that go on, and which must be nice not having a job to go out there right on a goddamn cardboard and stand in front of fucking buildings at 8:30 o'clock, you know, at on a Monday. When, you know, everyone else is going to fucking work. You fucks. I've never written on cardboard and put it on a stick. And fucking paraded in front of a building.
No.
I got better shit to do.
Well, I mean, if you look at the way the media is working right now, I mean, it's working against anything that anyone who's for a hunting type of situation... Everything's going against us right now.
You know, and they only focus on certain things in the past that, like, God, I'm trying to think of
it. I just like the whole idea that they have of, if we get rid of all guns, gun violence will stop. A person who has a malicious intent doesn't give a fuck what the law says.
You think all those drug lords actually got their army of guys with guns actually legal ways? You think that they all got everything to... Well,
they've proven that with Chicago.
Like, fucking seriously. You think all the people actually doing the big damage with weapons are gained legally? Oh, give me a break.
What was that stat? Like, because I know... Because we spoke to Humbug. Well, I spoke to Humbug.
And I really don't want to make this a gun topic.
The whole thing with Australia when the Australians lost all their semi-automatic guns.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of one shooting that apparently, this is going to sound really kind of fucked up, but you could go look at yourself. I think it was a Port Arthur shooting.
Right.
It was a kid who was probably about 20 years old or so,
mm-hmm.
autistic, and he managed to shoot 63 bullets and kill 57 people or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he shot two cars with two bullets each and managed to kill the engines. And this was an AR-15, a .223 round.
Right.
So not a very large round. It's usually going to take more than two bullets to kill a fucking motor from an AR-15. But, you know, and then they lost all their guns. Now, if you actually look at the stats for it, and Humbug actually showed me these, which was actually, I thought was quite interesting. I believe it was within like 5 years or something like that. Don't quote me if I'm correct or not, because it's been probably 2 months since I read this. But within like 5 years, their Sharps violence jumped to where the gun violence was.
Mm-hmm.
So even the fact that the guns were taken away from people, within 5 years, they were like 1% off that normal violence because they were just stabbing each other instead.
Yeah. You know what? It comes down to if...
People are going to kill fucking people. They're going to kill people.
If you are trying to do criminal activities,
mm-hmm.
and I sound really fucking stupid by saying it like that. If you're doing criminal activity...
You have malicious intent.
Okay. You're going to obtain a gun legally or illegally. It doesn't matter what's in place. It doesn't matter like what people have set up. They're going to get what they want to get.
Right.
And if they cannot get whatever they had for plan A, they will go to plan C or D or E or F.
But
they'll do whatever they want to do if what they want to do in the end.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Well, it's going to come down to where everything eventually, one after the other, someone's going to try and ban it.
Yeah. But, I mean,
eventually you're going to hear some fucking thing in the newspaper like Home Depot is no longer allowed to sell a certain fertilizer because the nitrogen content is too high, because when you mix the fertilizer with diesel, allow it to dry and shove a wick on, it'll blow the whole side of a fucking building off.
Well, why
just like
you
Timothy McVeigh did in Oklahoma City. He blew the whole fucking building up. It was diesel fuel and fertilizer.
Hey, why don't you start banning 2x4s? Because I bet you anything, if I whack someone at the back in the back of the head with a fucking 2x4, I'm sure they won't be surviving.
Everyone watching this fucking Walking Dead shit with the dude that
with the bat,
beats the fuck everyone with barbed wire and a bat. Yeah, yeah. And next thing you know, Louisville Sluggers and barbed wire are all going to be fucking illegal because, hey, you could put them together and fucking start beating people's heads in.
There goes baseball.
It was baseball, yeah.
It's absolutely sickening what's going on. And honestly, most of these people that are going after, like, back to the hunting and everything, I honestly can say that I think the majority of them, if by themselves, like, taken away from the group, if you actually, focus on what they truly thought, I honestly do not think it would go toward what the group that they're following, it wouldn't match up, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you get a couple leaders, you stick them in a group of people who are kind of fenced, they don't really know, but, you know, and then they get them amped up enough, you can easily manipulate people into thinking and going with any idea. If you do it right.
Oh, yeah.
And the wording is there and the setting is right, you can get a lot of people to follow you. Hell, look at Hitler. Their economy was in the shitter and people were desperate, and mm-hmm. he came in and he had all these great ideas. Look how many people followed him. It just shows you what you can do in the right scenario with the right mindset of people that you're speaking to.
We also have to keep in mind Hitler did turn the country into a bunch of genocidal maniacs at one point.
but that's my point.
He fixed their economy. I mean, he came in with the promise, "I'm going to fix your economy."
The thing
and then
is,
he fucking.
You have a
on
small problem, and then you focus on the group of people that are kind of starting to go toward the shitter with their own lives. And you say, you know what? You make them believe whatever you want them to believe is causing the problem.
Oh, yeah, the propaganda machine.
And you get a mob of them together. And you can make them follow you till the friggin' end.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's completely on the other side of what they were originally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's sad. I have to say, you know, it's... Cam Haines has been putting up a lot of, like, the stats, and I've been paying attention to it. And, you know, it's a lot of interesting stuff at what's going on. And to kind of touch back on contributing to, like, the wildlife and who funds it, it's about, he put up 59% of funding. This is for hunting and fishing contribute to state wildlife agency conservation funds.
Mm-hmm.
59% of funding, or $3.3 billion. That's a lot of fucking dollars.
It's a billion. Yeah, billions.
3.3
begins
billion.
With a B, not an M.
Yeah, 3.3 billion comes from hunting and fishing related activities.
Yeah. Everything we spend for our tags, I mean, we pay an extra 3% on our bows and our guns, and all of that goes to the conservation effort of these animals. So people don't understand that shit. I mean, like, the one of the biggest gripes that I hear all the time is with the coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're... Killing coyotes is senseless murder. Well, obviously you don't know shit about coyotes, first off, because it's already been proven by wildlife scientists and stuff like that, that coyotes seem to actually do a roll call when they all yelp at each other from a distance.
Right.
It's like they're sounding off. And if one of the strangest thing, but from, like I said, apparently this is true because... wildlife scientists say this, if one of them doesn't yelp back, like he's missing, he's been killed, whichever the case may be.
Yeah, you don't check in.
The females will go into heat and reproduce.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's nature. Some of these predators get out of control. If you let coyotes get out of control, you're going to see deer bodies and shit laying all over the place. And, you know, they just decimate land. It's like what Texas is going through right now with the hogs. There's no restriction on how many hogs you kill anymore because they are destroying people's farms.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they'll...
And the same thing, the more hogs you kill, for some reason, seeing their buddy dead makes that fucking pig all randied the fuck out, and he wants to make more piglets.
Those hogs out in Texas destroy farmers' lands.
Oh,
people
yeah.
don't realize that. They're like, oh, look, it's a helpless little pig. No, they're...
Helpless little pig, yeah, 400 pounds...
They're
Help
going.
Us.
Actually, you know what's funny? I don't really hear as many people bitching about pigs. You know why?
They have no soul.
Because they're fucking ugly. They're ugly.
They probably are, yeah.
They probably are.
No, they are. They are.
They are.
Wild hogs are ugly.
They are
ugly.
Absolutely the hideous animal you've seen. They're like in the top 10 of hideousness.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at a bear. And how many cartoons have you made of bears? Look, you have a teddy bear for your kids. You have, you know, and meanwhile, people want
to,
you know, outlaw bear hunting in New Jersey. I think we've mentioned this on one of our other podcasts.
They are in the process
and
of doing it.
You know what? You don't realize that the damage a fucking bear can do to you or to one of your kids. Like, I mean, there's a reason that they're being hunted. It's to control the fucking numbers.
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? When that stops and they come knocking on your goddamn door because you had maybe garbage left outside in the front, they're like, oh, look, now this is where I can get my food.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
now you can't go out, you know, into your backyard without looking twice.
That picture mom shared of the black bear in Orange County that was looking in someone's back porch window.
Yeah. They're looking for food.
The bear went up the fucking stairs and was chilling at their back patio door like, oh, hey, you got something there for me? Yeah, bro.
Oh, you got those two bears fighting in the street.
In Jersey, pummeling each other fucking cars up.
People have no idea how much damage a bear can do. We are nothing. You can't go up to the bear and hug it. You can't coexist with it in the same space as them.
No.
It's not going to happen. And if they have cubs, forget it. You're fucking toast.
Yeah, the female will destroy.
You're not outrunning them. You're not outsmarting them. It's funny how dumb people have gotten. I think the more luxuries people have, the dumber they're getting. They're completely immune and detached from everything that goes on.
Matter of fact, Einstein said something about more technology becomes advanced, the more humans are going to disconnect.
And they are.
You know,
they completely are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's we have these massive cities, which is fine. I mean, and we have all this technology, which makes our lives easier. And I'm not complaining. Use everything just the same.
When you look at when you fly over a city in an airplane, and I mean, if anyone's taking a cross country flight across the U.S. and you look down through the plane on a clear day and you could see land, you see all nice, nice green. And then when you get to the city, all you see is black and brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's a city. It's everything's crammed, tons of buildings. It's smog. It looks like a fucking cancer cell from 36,000 feet.
Well, we are a virus.
We're a virus. Well, we spread everywhere.
Yeah, we kill everything. Okay. No, you know, it just... I wasn't really meaning to go off on a tangent on this, but it's just, it's getting to the point where it's just so completely aggravating. And, you know, if you listened to up this far, then great. If not, and you skipped it, then you won't hear this anyway. You know, I don't really give a shit. But it's disgusting, you know, and I hope by the time that our kids get in their 30s that...
Yeah, but our kids are going to be different. Our kids are going to grow up around hunting, and they're going to grow up knowing about bows, and they're going to grow up being taught what a gun can do and how to be safe with it. And kids now don't have that.
No. It's unfortunate. You know, they should...
One event triggers the whole fucking world. Oh, yeah. 17 people got shot. Oh, okay, yeah. It's a tragedy, yes. Kids getting killed is fucking retarded. It's bad when it's one of their own age. So it wasn't some trained person. It was some young 19-year-old kid who lost his shit for whatever reason.
Right.
Besides the fact that he's a fucking nutbag who seems to have no remorse in all the court photos and videos you see of the kid. He just looks like something popped in his head, and he's fine with the fact that he murdered a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know. And it's horrible. I mean, but it's not the rest of the country's fucking fault that happened.
No.
It's not.
And
you know, I mean, even when you look at the bullshit from Sandy Hook, that's a fucking huge tragedy. A bunch more kids died.
Yeah.
But the first thing that the mainstream media went after was the fact, oh, there was an AR-15. It was an AR-15. That's it. Everyone knew. It was an AR-15. And then the police report fucking gets publicized. And, oh, guess what? The fucking AR-15 was still in the dude's trunk. He went in that school with two handguns and just macked everybody with pistols. It had nothing to do with the AR-15, but, you know, the AR-15 debate became a big thing back then. He didn't even use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Granted, I mean, I see no point in us owning an AR-15. We are going to have our own PDW pistols and stuff for personal defense and whatever.
You know what we're going to have? We're going to have probably hunting rifles.
Yeah.
Which probably both of our kids actions, you know. Will know how to safely use. Mm-hmm. The rules about them, you know,
our guns will be in safes that they won't have codes to.
Like big safes. Like you could fit your kid in the safe if you wanted to. And side note, I would never stick our kid in the safe, even though sometimes mentally I do it in my head and I'm like, but I'm responsible and I'm not an asshole and I take care of my kids. So, and I know other parents out there have those days where it's very mentally trying.
Everyone knows you have thought about duct taping your kid to a fucking wall.
Yes.
Stay there.
I won't duct tape my kid. I won't throw him in the closet. I have alcohol.
Yeah. When you little fuckers go to sleep, I'm going to have a couple drinks.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't see a reason to have, I mean, anything beyond that. I really don't. You know, we're
stigma,
more.
That's all it is.
Yeah. We're more of owning things that are functional for what we need them for. So bows, rifles, and maybe you'll have a handgun.
Yeah,
but
I will. Most likely once we get everything organized here, since everything is legal and all of our licenses and everything are transferred, and I have to go for my concealed carry class and everything here to make sure everything's 100% legal. Most likely I'm just going to do what the rest of our family does and carry an M&P 40 cal shield.
But even still, you know,
I have no problem with protecting my family. And
I think now, with all this going on, people are going to the extremes on both sides, and it's going to be interesting to see what the hell happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe because it's another fad, it'll just die out, and they'll focus on someone else to hate.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, people are pushing this so bad. I mean, even the Pope in Italy is pushing this whole stupid shit.
You know, it's funny how people fight to get more rights for years and years and decades and years and more. And then all of a sudden, people are turning around to fight for less.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fight to have less freedom.
I think that's one of the big things that people are losing sight of when it comes to living in the U.S. is the fact that if you look at the rest of the world, you know, and I mean, you literally look at a map of the rest of the world and you'll see no Second Amendment almost everywhere, except that there is one European country that actually mandates, like, I think it's Switzerland.
Russia?
No, it's either Switzerland or Denmark mandates that every house has a gun in it.
It's Switzerland.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then their crime rate's like nothing. I don't think people realize that. I mean, the U.S. is the country that broke the machine of governments controlling its people.
But the U.S.
When we decided to revolt against England, people like, oh, the militias were a big thing. The Minutemen were called the Minutemen for a reason, because these dudes shook a fucking handshake of honor and they were all the Minutemen militia.
Yeah.
They protected their towns and shit, and they murdered every single redcoat that came near their towns.
But you know what? There's no honor anymore.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
People don't do shit the same way that they used to.
It's a hard situation.
It is. You know what?
We're the country that broke the entire world machine of people being ran by their government and doing everything their governments say. And now we have a whole generation that's like, no, we want to be part of the fucking machine. We all want to be socialists because we're fucking stupid. And we don't have any fact of, like, there's doers in the world and there's not doers. There's people who are fucking millionaires because they are the mega fucking doers. There's a reason you work for a fucking millionaire. He's the man, and you want to be a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
If you want to just sit there at this remedial job and decide, I want no responsibility, you're a fucking puppet. Shut the fuck up. And you make $15 for a fucking reason, chump.
And that's the reason. That's a lot of these people nowadays, is that
you don't deserve shit. Work for it, fucker.
They just want to sit back and get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They want everyone to be treated equal, because that means they could do less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they can just sit back and collect. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, it comes with a price. It's not that easy. Everything comes with a price.
Well, everything does. Yes, absolutely. You know, but right now, companies are all pushing the same shit. Diverse, 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 diverse. Fine. Yo, if you're qualified to do the fucking job, get the goddamn job. I don't care.
All right. We went completely off topic.
Yes.
I don't know.
Basically, the censorship bullshit is out of control with everything.
Yeah.
You can't even post a simple picture of a bow.
I'm fighting it, though. Fuck them.
Whatever. I mean, right now, both of us, our Facebook personal accounts are getting destroyed. We're getting rid of them. We're done with Facebook. Fuck them.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I'm done. You know what? That was a... That's it for me. I'm not... I'm a little irritated.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone that's listening to us, if they're still here right now, knows both of us are annoyed.
Well, if they're still here, then good. If not,
yeah. If you are still here, you know, do the right things. Teach your kids the right shit. Don't teach your kids to hide from a gun.
Don't put
hand them a fucking empty goddamn gun. But like, here, go put a nail in the wall, because without the bullets, and it's nothing.
I don't even want to talk about guns.
You know,
so give them a bow.
Yeah, give them a bow. Start them young.
That's more. That takes a little bit more skill.
We got the whole Dougie squad obsessed right now with wanting to shoot. I got a call from Doug today that he shipped his bow because he's, you know, going to visit some family, and he's going to go shooting with his brother and shit, and he is depressed because he already misses his bow.
Yeah. It's like the mistress.
It's don't tell Donna that. She'll make him throw it out.
He's probably listening. The mistress.
Doug, don't let your wife find out that you gave your girl your bow a girl's name. You'll mumble the wrong name in your sleep and you're fucked.
Then we'll be hearing about more violence.
Donna pummels him.
Yeah.
Andreas, hold on to the steering wheel, bro.
She kills him with a fork. Then we're gonna outlaw forks. Everyone has to eat with a fucking spork.
Everyone's
spoon.
Gonna eat with a spork, man.
Jesus. No, a spork would be too dangerous.
It's got rounded edges.
It's two weapons in one. It's a fucking spoon and a fork all in one.
Oh, please. Could you imagine?
You could break it in half.
I could go on a whole
other
tangent with that. That would be a conversation I would have with Doug about movies and stuff like that.
No, you know what? We
go
already...
to Robin Hood. I'm gonna tear your heart out with a spoon. Why a spoon, cousin?
Because it'd fucking hurt more.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, classic, what was his name? Oh, God.
Oh, the guy from Harry Potter.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
That was classic from him.
Yeah.
Another
from...
fucking shitty situation. An actor who was fantastic and everything he ever did dies.
Yeah. Well, we all gotta go sometime. Mm-hmm.
Cancer sucks.
Yeah, well.
But there's a foundation called Fuck Cancer.
So does old age.
Which we've actually donated money to also.
Yeah. So, on that note, that's it for me. Mm-hmm. That went fucking downhill real quick.
Way off the rail, huh? way off.
Yeah, no. We'll, I don't know. We'll, you know what? This is a side note. I think I'm going to put together something about how to customize your skull. About the dipping and the
We can do a whole lot. We're
dazzling.
Bedazzling.
Bedazzle your skull.
Bedazzle your skull.
And you know, I think I'll include some other dipping in there. I'm not gonna say what yet, and don't you ruin it by saying it.
Okay.
So it'll be a whole dipping episode.
Let's actually see if we can find some local vendors here in Carolina to do it.
Yeah, and so we'll do that. Next episode, I'll give the update on my evolve, because that range time went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that last couple of adjustments we did, that thing that you were doing really well.
I think, because, you know, if we didn't go on this tangent, I think there was like one or two other things that I wanted to mention this one, but...
We could always record another episode during the week.
Yeah, I think we're going to do another one during the week on a better note than this. And yeah, I think that's it. We have a couple other things to go over.
Okay.
So.
All right, folks. Well, that's it for us. We'll get into the rest of the stuff on the next episode. Thank you for staying with us if you actually listened to our little tirade here for the last 30 minutes or so.
It's fucking depressing.
Well, it is what it is. That's the state of the world. We're here to fight it. That's all. Okay. And fuck if everyone else out there is listening to us that feels the same way.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Thumbs up to you. Way to go. Be a fucking American. Be a fucking patriot for yourself. So, until next time, I'm Anthony.
This is Stephanie.
And we are the Off-Center Archers.
America.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah.